Holose Rusinjev Amerika.
Dobri večer, dame i panove, i vitajte na relaciju Holose Rusinjev Amerika. Prihodimo, ko vam kaže nedilju, na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinske radio, opio četvrtoj hodino u Pittsburghu, opio desetoj hodino u Prijašovi. Ja jem Din Polovka, a dneska je nedilja 27. novembra 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinjo America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatha Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on Russin FM, your Russian radio station, at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time. I am your host, Dean Poloka, and today is Sunday, November 27th, 2022. Next week, we will be celebrating our second year here on Russin FM. And on the 10th of December, Russin FM is going to be celebrating their 10th anniversary with a live feature. I'll give you some information on that next week. I'm planning on calling in, if you want to call it that, on the computer. We will be live on here for the 10th anniversary. We're going to start off with a song from Vojvodina. This is a version of Rusnak Chardash number 15. When we were there in 2005, they asked our permission, and of course, we let our brothers and sisters in Vojvodina share our songs. After that, we go to Lemkovina with a number called Husonka, and then you won't want to miss a little later in the broadcast and be telling you about probably the most famous and most prominent Rusyn American poet and novelist, emigrated from over in the homeland, Father Emil Kubek, so you're not going to want to miss that.
Thank you. nasza, że mne fajna piłka, ale za to śmiecia, że mu ne frajirka, ne za to śmiecia, że mne fajna piłka, ale za to śmiecia, że mu ne frajirka. Oj parobcze, parobcze, kurka tia za dobcze, ani jedna dziewczyna chceli wdiane gocze. I jak ja nie schoczu, nygda nie chodziła, ja taky ma durniamy, łotyka robyła. I jak ja nie schoczu, nygda nie chodziła, ja taky ma durniamy, łotyka robyła. Oj, to ta za tia wyjdę, szto woła ti wskacze. To ty się ożenysz, jak za jaca kriacie. Oj, to ta za tia wyjdę, szto woła ti wskacze.
For Christmas again this year, we will have two special broadcasts, the first on Sunday, December 25th, and the second one on Sunday, January 1st. If you are interested in sponsoring one of these special broadcasts, or would like to make a donation to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, which is sponsored by the Carpatho-Russian Society, but we need your support, you can get in touch with me, Dean Paloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.paloka@gmail.com. dean.paloka@gmail.com. As mentioned in the past, I can see where people are tuning in from, and there's a lot of people tuning in from Slovakia. And I would like to know, love to know where you all are from. Well, obviously, if you can't speak English, then you wouldn't know to email me, would you? So let's try and say this in Russian so that you can email me. Tak, ja jem administrator na webovu stranku c-rsmedia.org. Možu viditi skadje ljudi sluhajut. Znam, že mnoho ljudi sluhajut zo Slovenska. Rad bym znal, kto sluhajut. Jak hočete mi napisati mail, povisti skadje na Slovensku, abo Polsku, abo Zakarpati sluhajut, možete poslati mail na totu adresu dean.poloka@gmail.com. dean.poloka@gmail.com.
Prašaj. Prošu vás, mamičko i ňaničku, raz, druhej i tretí, odpusti mi, čo mi vám ubližila od svojej malenkosti. Či s učinkom, či s myšlenkom, a dajte mi svoje rodičovské blahoslovenstvo na moju dalekú dorohu.
My ťa blahoslovíme, i naj ťa Boh blahosloviť zemľom, plodnosťom i boskom rosom, jako lošva toho Jana drbna rosa letit.
On today's Historic Focus, we commemorated on Friday, the 23rd of November, the 165th birthday of one of the most famous Russian-American poets, Father Emil Kubek. All the information I'm going to give you is from Dr. Nicholas Kupensky, who is Associate Professor of Russian at the United States Air Force Academy, and this can all be found online at the Emil Kubek Project. So if you go on to Google and search Emil Kubek, the first hit you will get is kubekproject.wordpress.com. Emilie Anton Kubek was born on November 23, 1857, in the village of Štefuro, which was then in the Hungarian Kingdom, now in Slovakia, in Šariš County, about 15 miles southwest of Svidnik. His father, Anton, served as a Greek Catholic priest there. The young Emil began reading the works of the great Carpatho-Russian poet Alexander Duchnovich at the age of 5, and by the age of 6 he was able to recite the entire liturgy by heart. He went on to study at the Alumnium of St. John the Baptist in Prešov, where he was ordained a Greek Catholic priest in 1881. Before his ordination, he married Maria Sherila, the daughter of a Greek Catholic priest from Kruzhilova, not far from Svidnik as well, and the young couple would go on to have 4 children together. After serving in a number of parishes in villages in the Prešov region, Kubek and his family ultimately settled in the village of Snakov, where he established himself as a Carpatho-Russian Renaissance man. He developed the village infrastructure by leading the renovation of the old chapel, building a new parish building, opening a school, and prompting the construction of a road into town. He became an amateur agronomist, introduced fruit trees and beekeeping, and taught the impoverished villagers about new farming methods. Finally, he began to develop his talents as a writer and scholar and published an extensive comparative dictionary, which was Church Slavonic, Hungarian, Russian, German, for holy writing, and was published in 1906. His considerable talents caught the attention of the Greek Catholic Church, which gave him a new challenge and reassigned him to St. Mary's Byzantine Catholic Church in Mahanoy City, Pennsylvania, in 1904. Naturally, Snakov was sad to lose the priest who helped transform their community in so many different ways, and the entire village held a teary-eyed procession to wish him a safe journey. After Kubek arrived in Mahanoy City, St. Mary's grew rapidly under his leadership. Like in Snakov, he immediately opened a reading room and parish school, which taught the 1st through 8th grades 6 times a week. The opening of the school drew praise from the newspaper Svoboda, which called for all Carpatho-Russian priests to follow the example of Father Kubek, intending to the spiritual and cultural enlightenment of their parishioners. The arts also flourished during Kubek's tenure at the church, as St. Mary's produced numerous concerts, dances, and plays. Amidst all of his commitments as a priest, community leader, husband, and father, he nonetheless found time to establish himself as the most powerful literary voices in the Carpatho-Russian diaspora. What distinguishes Kubek's literary production is its generic, tonal, and thematic diversity. Kubek is at once a 19th century epigon and a 20th century modernist, and his work straddles the border between being traditional and experimental, nostalgic, forward-looking, romantic and realistic, rural and urban, serious and satirical, highbrow and lowbrow, European and American. The best-known corpus of Kubek's writing appeared in his four-volume collected works, People's Tales and Verses, Narodne povisti i stihi, that was printed in 1922 and 23. The first volume features a selection of his lyric poetry and short stories, and the final three volumes are dedicated to his most significant literary accomplishment, the first novel written in Carpatho-Russian, Marko Šoltes. Kubek spent $4,000 of his own money to print 3,000 copies of the four-volume People's Tales and Verses, which would turn out to be the only commercial print run of his work during his lifetime. The publication turned out to be a family affair, for all four volumes were illustrated by his son Anthony, who was a classically trained painter, and edited by his son-in-law Nikolai Petrik. In the preface, Kubek proudly announces that Marko Šoltes is the first long tale novel of a writer from Subcarpathia in the Russian language. On July 17, 1940, Emil Kubek died at the age of 82. In lieu of an obituary, the American-Russian messenger from the Greek Catholic Union announced his death by republishing one of his poems, No, We Won't Die, a lyric which reprises all of the qualities Kubek valued most: an unwavering belief in Christ, a robust dedication to the Carpatho-Russian people, and a powerful call to the preservation and development of their cultural heritage. In No, We Won't Die, Kubek sees the triumph of life over death in the changing of the seasons, as winter's blizzards and storms give way to spring showers. Springtime is also the season of Easter, and Easter night Christians celebrate the resurrection of Christ by chanting Christ is risen, Christos Voskres, which serves as the refrain of the poem. In Kubek's lifetime, Carpatho-Russian culture came back from near death twice: during the first Russian Renaissance of the mid-19th century, and again during the interwar period in the first Czechoslovak Republic. Kubek was acutely aware that the fight for political freedom is a hard one, and calls upon future generations of Carpatho-Russians to ensure that this freedom survives. What Kubek could not have predicted, however, was the resurrection of his own legacy 50 years after his death. The first stanza or two of No, We Won't Die goes like this. No, we won't die. The winter has passed, spring has arrived. Our race has awakened and we are alive. Blizzards and storms become gentle spring showers, which brighten the forests and water the flowers. And the whole world sings from the depth of its chest, Christos Voskres, Christos Voskres. No, we won't die. A spirited nation can never be killed, so long as we place our faith in God's will. But we've had to endure and have suffered for years. Nothing would help bring an end to our tears. But now rays from heaven slowly ease our distress. Christos Voskres, Christos Voskres. No, we won't die. For the poor are protected from sickness and strife by a masculine faith, so we charge into life. We protect what's been given to us by our fathers, and we're never ashamed of our hard-working mothers. We trust in our church and proudly profess, Christos Voskres, Christos Voskres. Thank you.
všetkým dobrý. Lam, na, na, lam, na, na. Všetky majú mladé baby, len ja ne, ja ne, ne. Všetky majú mladé baby, len ja ne, ja ne. Ja neoženil Andrasu, Andrasu. Keď pil litra palinočky do stola prinošu. Keď pil litra palinočky do stola prinošu. Borg prodávala. Što nám to tu palinočku na Borg prodávala. Jak umerla najspočívať, škoda, že nežije. Bo šia veci palinočky na Borg už nepije. Bo šia veci palinočky na Borg už nepije.
Father's and mine, they had a plan. to stay strong in time.
I'm a 20-year-old pharmacy major at Wilkes University, and I like to stay involved in as many activities as I can. So I received a GCU scholarship for the best essay last year. The word fraternal for me means family and friendship.
Very good organization, very family-oriented. When I participate in these tournaments, a lot of my wife's relatives go to them, and we have a nice family get-together with. Other things is there's investments you can get into, and we have used them probably for the last 25 years.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close.
GCU for life. GCU.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of the rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com or give them a call toll-free 1-800-722-4428. And before we leave, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you go to our webpage c-rs.org to order from our online and offline catalog. Taking a look at what they have here on the site, we have Christos Rajdaitsya magnets, we have Carpathian Lemko wood carvings, there are hand crosses, aprons, Russian kitchen magnets are filled with love, and a whole bunch more. So if you're looking for that special Russian gift for that Russian somebody, look no further than the Carpatho Russian Society. Go to c-rs.org/catalog. c-rs.org/catalog to get all the information you need to order in time for Christmas. Thank you for joining me today on Holos Rusinyu America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. We're going to leave you today with a couple of pre-Christmas songs, and these are recorded by the folk group Makovitsya from Svidnik, and I invite you to join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, here on Russin FM for another broadcast. If you'd like to listen to our archives any time of the day or night, please visit our media page, c-rsmedia.org. c-rsmedia.org, and go back to that Carpatho Russin Society page where you can join the Carpatho Russin Society. You can donate to this radio program and much more. Log on to c-rs.org. c-rs.org. And also don't forget to listen to Russin FM any time of the day or night. Log on to your computer and type in russin.fm, or you can download the app by your smartphone or your iPhone by going to the Google Store as well as the Apple iStore and looking up Russin FM. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesya krasna tyzhden. S Bohom.
Ja to znam, ale śpiewali nas, nam ostawali, Krzysza Jezusa. Pane gazdo, pani gazdňo, siata je rodino. Vinčujeme vám veľo šťastia, zdravia, hojné boské požehnania. Što sobi od hospoda Boha vinčujete, že by bola stodola i komora polná, že by ste mali na polju úrodu a v stajni pri plodu. Zditočok radosti a žili v hojnosti. Hristos raždajecia.
Na vašom stoli tri kňažka vína, vaši hadnici na rúke sona, vaši hadnici na rúke sona.
Vinčujú vám, vinčujú, na pecu kolači čujú. Vinčovatí neperestanú, niž kolači nedostanú. Vinčujú vám, vinčujú, že by ste mali tivko divočok, jak na poli kvitočok. Tivko chlopciu, jak na poli snopkiu.
Vám vinčujú na to tú viliu, že by ste mali šťastia, zdravia i v chrži pokoju. Že by sa vám zrodilo žito i pšenica, runkľu aj bandurko pomná pivnica. Toto siata šťastlivo perežety a druhých sa dožety. Hojnišo, spokojnišo a na teraz rík sto raz lepšie.
Rusinil Amerika.